But first, do you find science itself funny? Well, Comedy Troupe Festival of the Spoken Nerd are running a best-of show at Soho Theatre in London, and all of their comedy is about just that. Kat Arney has been hearing all about it.
For the couple who have everything, I'm getting us both cryogenically frozen. So it's you and me and Walt Disney.
Hello, I'm Helen Arney. I'm one third of Festival of the Spoken Nerd. We are three comedians who all have a background in science and have decided that what the world needs more than anything else is a comedy show that is not taking the mick out of science, that is not the same old science gags about two atoms walking into a bar and all of that stuff. This is a comedy show that is science. We do experiments. I do songs that have been peer-reviewed. Steve does crazy things that he's been around the world investigating. Matt does stand-up maths. Matt Parker, that is the UK's premier slash only stand-up mathematician.
All right, give me a cheer if you're ready to plot some parabolic functions!
And between the three of us, we've created this thing that we did for our own pleasure, really, to start with, that was trying to make comedy that felt like real science.
Ladies and gentlemen, 230 volts and a pickle.
It's just a...
Is there any science that you apply to your gigs? Yeah, are there any scientific experiments or thinking about things scientifically when it comes to trying to make people laugh? I do think there are some parallels between science and comedy. Because when you're a scientist, you have a hypothesis, you think that an experiment is going to produce a certain result, and you have to be open to the idea that that result isn't going to go the way you think it is. When you're a comedian, your hypothesis is, I think this joke is funny, therefore this audience will laugh at this joke. And you take it out there, you say it on stage, they don't laugh. You have to accept that your hypothesis was wrong. The evidence says this audience does not find that joke funny.
Null laughter hypothesis.
You have to accept that. And you iterate, you change how you do it. Maybe there was something wrong with your method. Maybe how you delivered it was wrong. Maybe you forgot one of the variables.
And of course, the secret of comedy is timing.
Timing.
And science as well.
And you're my man, and I want you to understand how it feels when I hold your hand. So I'll draw a Venn diagram.
We're doing a song that I wrote years ago. It's called Statistically I Love You, and it's a mathematically accurate love song. And I try and do this song very beautifully, very seriously for the audience. And Matt and Steve decide that it's not interesting enough on its own. So Steve decides to do PowerPoint slides to go with it. And Matt decides that that's not good enough. And he brings out an overhead projector to do slides on as well. And the whole thing becomes this like improvised comedy jazz with slides.
I'm going to make you an element of the set of things such that they are mine.
I've always wanted to be in a band, right? I never thought that band would contain me, a ukulele, PowerPoint and a slide projector. But it does, and it works.
Helen Arney. And she was being interviewed by our own Kat Arney. And yes, they are related. Kat is Helen's sister. And Helen is performing on the Festival of the Spoken Nerd. They're currently on at the Soho Theatre in London.